Who are you a fan of? For me, it's Dean Martin. There's a surprise. I do have a rather sizable collection of things like photos, movie posters, lobby cards, even Las Vegas Sands hotel memorabilia, a few autographed items, too. I was also always aware that while being a fan of Dean Martin, Dean didn't know me or know of me. There are some who fail to see that boundary. They believe that they're united with the object of their fandom. They wrongly think that their life and the life of that star, that celebrity, are intertwined, and they're united as one, even though they remain totally unknown to that star or celebrity. When it comes to Jesus, are you just a fan, or are you a follower? The fan of Jesus, they'll wear a cross, own a Bible, maybe break out the WWJD, what would Jesus do shirt, and believe that's their connection to our Lord and Savior. Now, all those are obviously items of faith. They're being diminished because of missing pieces within some people. First and foremost, faith. The items I referenced are visuals, obviously. It's not displaying what can be seen that proves faith, though. It's holding a strong belief in the unseen. This is what we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. While we do not look at the things that which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. With faith, anything righteous is possible. Faith was an integral part of the healing performed by Jesus. One of the many examples of this is found in Matthew chapter 9, verse 29, where Jesus heals two blind men by saying, "Then he," meaning Jesus, "he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you." I mentioned those what would Jesus do shirts. Another question is, what do you need to do? Confess. Now, I don't mean the type of confession many Catholics practice, which becomes a rinse and repeat process. A true faithful confession needs to be followed with repentance. When we do this, we receive a wonderful gift that John first describes in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then Jesus magnifies this in Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. The one who conquers will be clothed thus in white garments. I will never blot his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Let's look at following. Now, sure, you can follow that celebrity or star on social media and believe you're connected with them via the interactions you get to have with them, although in many cases those posts are written by someone else. No doubt like that exists when you follow Jesus. Says who? Jesus. John chapter 12, verse 26. Jesus speaking, "If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor." In his parable about the 10 virgins and their lambs, where 5 didn't bother to get oil and went into a panic at the last minute before the bridegroom showed up, Jesus reveals in Matthew chapter 25, verse 12, what those who have incomplete faith will hear. But he answered and said, "Assuredly I say to you, I do not know you." That's the future for the fans of Jesus. Jesus offers an invitation for all in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So how are you RSVPing to that? With faith or just a fan letter?